From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Processing of chemical weapons started today at the Pueblo Chemical Depot. The heavily automated facility is set to destroy more than 2,600 tons of the mustard agent-filled munitions. Officials at the Pueblo Chemical Depot say the work should be complete by mid-2020. Previously, the depot destroyed more than 560 faulty munitions that could not go through this current process. The Pueblo stockpile, stored there since the late 1950s, is among the last 10% of a national stockpile that once numbered more than 30,000 tons of chemical weapons. Colorado is still the leanest state in the country, according to a recent report from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. Benta Berkland has more.
Colorado's obesity rate is just over 20%. While it's the lowest in the country, it is twice as high as it was in the 1990s. Don Schwartz is the vice president for programming at the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation.
As more and more people become obese, people get used to the weight of others. Like children in classrooms, look around and see a large proportion of other children who look like them. We lose sight of what it means to be obese and what it looks like to be obese.
Schwartz says this year's report points to some good news. Most states like Colorado have held steady compared to the previous year. And for the first time ever, four states, Minnesota, Montana, New York, and Ohio, saw reductions in obesity rates. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
This is KRCC News.